Hello and welcome to Reggie's Take Podcast. This is a little bit of a different podcast for me. I'm trying something new. I'm trying something that's out of my comfort zone. So I ask that any of you listeners or anyone who might be listening to this podcast or any of my podcasts for the first time that you go with the flow here, as it were. I'm not used to doing a podcast on my own, solo, as it were. With everything going on in the world ever since the beginning of 2020, normally I would do a podcast with a co-host or a guest. If any of you've ever listened to any of my podcasts, you know, James from the True Believers has always been pretty much a mainstay on my podcast. And of course, he will be, you know, returning here and there as time goes on, try and continue to put out newer podcasts on a more consistent basis. I haven't done much in the last year and a half because of, you know, COVID and just, life in general. I'm kind of calling this episode one of my In a World podcast. This first podcast is really just going to be letting you into a little bit of, quote, what I call my world. I don't usually get too personal on either my website, on RegieTake.com, or Reggie's Take Facebook page or Twitter, although sometimes Twitter I do get involved in some conversations outside of movies. Some of you may or may not have noticed. This is just more or less me talking to you. Can I consider my listeners here as my guests? My guests just can't talk back to me. My goal here with this solo podcast is basically to try and do a podcast at this point anywhere from 20 to 30 minutes. That's my goal initially, and hopefully as I get more comfortable with doing a podcast on my own, hopefully the times will go maybe a little longer. And in the beginning, some of these podcasts may go even just a little shorter than 20 minutes. But my goal is to at least record something, get something out there, put my feelings out. Sometimes I don't always have time to write up stuff and put things on my website. My website, my podcasts, they do not pay my bills, as it were. I have a real job. I won't give you too much details, but I do work in broadcasting, local broadcasting, that is, nothing national. I'm a behind-the-scenes kind of guy, as far as that goes. That's what pays the bills. I am married, have a wonderful wife who indulges me, lets me do this kind of stuff, you know, just lets me take time to do this. And she knows I need my time to unwind. And as far as that goes, she's very understanding, and I'm grateful to have her in my world. I say my wife and my home life is priority number one. My job is number two. And doing this kind of stuff like a podcast or posting stuff about movies or trailers or top 10 lists or whatever it is I decide I want to post on my website, all that's kind of number three in life. I have to make priorities in life. As I said, you know, this kind of stuff does not pay the bills for me. I do this because I want to. It's an enjoyment for me. I've always loved movies ever since I was a kid. The first big movie that really stuck in my mind as a kid would be Star Wars. Now, I was born in the early 70s, so I'm dating myself. I am not as young as I once was, but I like to think I'm as young as I ever was, so to speak. But life is creeping up on me in that regard. I guess I could say I'm in my midlife, so to speak. Who knows? Maybe my wife thinks this podcast is my midlife crisis. I don't know. She may laugh at that, or she may just roll her eyes at that when she hears this later. Been married for not quite 20 years. Actually, the 20th anniversary of my wedding was still a year or so away. Get back to what I was originally starting to say here. Star Wars. Saw Star Wars in the theaters. I've seen every Star Wars movie in the theaters. And Star Wars, for me, got me into sci-fi, got me into science fiction. Loved Star Wars. I love the original trilogy. I enjoy the prequel trilogy. I've enjoyed the sequel trilogy. I have issues with both the sequel trilogy and the prequel trilogy. I have issues with the sequel trilogy, and I also have some issues with the prequel trilogy. Are they both as good or as great as the original trilogy? No, they are not. Some fans, you know, dig the sequel trilogy. Other fans dig the prequel trilogy. Some fans hate both. One hates others more than, you know, one. But pretty much all Star Wars fans, I think, in general, all love the original trilogy. And that's great. You know, Star Wars, Empire, Return of the Jedi will always kind of be, I think, the true love of the Star Wars franchise. I'll probably go into more things about Star Wars. And you can find my opinions on Star Wars. You can find on some other podcasts I've recorded, like the last one posted with James. There's a point in there where we talk about Star Wars quite a bit. Star Wars was my first love as far as movies. Star Wars actually got me into Star Trek. If it wasn't for Star Wars, I don't know if I'd ever really paid attention to Star Trek. And that I love Star Trek, I didn't start out watching the original series. I started out getting into Star Trek by watching, I would say, my first dive into Star Trek would be the 1982 movie Star Trek II: The Wrath of Khan. My brother and I were still kids. We spent a month with our grandparents. My uncle, who was working at a theater, took my brother and I out to see Star Trek II. That was really my first dive into Star Trek, and the movies led into a little bit of the original series. I would probably say I'm more of a Next Generation fan when it comes to Star Trek. It's because of the movies and because of Next Generation that I went back and I rewatched the original series. Now, like all series, and even with Next Generation, Deep Space Nine, Voyager, and Enterprise, there are some really good episodes, there are some really great episodes, and there's some episodes that just, well, let's face it, suck. Or at least not so good. Suck could maybe a little bit too harsh of a word. I'm not sure here. But that's what got me into sci-fi and got me into movies. I would say I'm action, adventure, sci-fi. I would not make the best full-time movie critic because I do not enjoy the horror genre. So I am picky about what movies I do watch. Now, that's not to say I haven't watched some horror movies, and there's probably not some movies that would be classified as horror. I probably actually have enjoyed, but the amount of horror movies I have watched and actually enjoyed would be a minute amount. Compared to my wife, yeah, my horror movies that I could say I watch is, you know, minuscule. It's funny because my wife will watch a slasher movie and yet doesn't really care too much sometimes for the alien movies. Never quite understood that, but yeah, to each their own. Some of the movies I enjoy outside of Star Wars and Star Trek, obviously I love Die Hard. I've loved Air Force One, pretty much Indiana Jones. Indiana Jones as a franchise is so good. I actually enjoy the fourth movie, Kingdom of the Crystal Skull. Now, is it as good as the original first three movies? No. But I do enjoy it for what it is and what they were trying to do. There are some things that maybe they didn't need to go with a flying saucer at the end. Maybe they could have done some things differently. But for what it is, I don't have too many issues with it. I don't really have too many issues with Shia LaBeouf being in there. I see what they were trying to do and set up passing of the torch thing. And I still think a passing of the torch type of moving on with Indiana Jones could work. I'm more of a person who would rather see Indiana Jones reset, not necessarily ignored for what they've already done, but, you know, recast a character, put the character back in the 1920s, early 30s. Don't do anything of the stories we've already seen. I think the character works best back in that time frame, and I would be okay if Disney would do that down the line. I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon, at least not while Harrison Ford is still walking the earth. And hopefully he walks the earth for quite some time still. And I am looking forward to see what they do with the fifth Indiana Jones movies. Hopefully that is good. It sounds like they're bringing the Nazis back. And who doesn't love Nazis in an Indiana Jones movie? For the longest time, I never really cared when Funko Pop started coming out. I know kind of a little bit of a left turn on from going from movies to Funko Pops. At first, it's like, oh, who cares about the Funko Pops? It's like, okay, whatever. But then I started buying a few Star Wars here and there that I kind of thought, ooh, hey, that looks cool. I like that. You know, I would love to have that on my shelf. And it quickly, as my wife may say, got slightly out of hand. I've gone, say, in the last 3 years from no Funko Pops to about almost 100. Majority of those, 80% of the Funko Pops I have are Star Wars. I do have a few others. Just recently got my first two Star Trek Funko Pops, both from the original series, Captain Kirk in the captain's chair and Khan from Space Seed. Ricardo Montalban, he got so buff for Wrath of Khan. Seeing him in Wrath of Khan, that man had dedication for later in life getting buff like he did in that movie, and he was so good as Khan. Going back to movies, apologize if I'm a little bit back and forth here all over the map. I enjoy the Bond franchise. Obviously, there's numerous actors who have played Bond. I would probably have to say Roger Moore and Sean Connery would be my two favorite Bond actors, but I do enjoy several movies from the Pierce Brosnan movies. I like a lot of the ones with Daniel Craig. I am not too big on the two Timothy Dalton movies. I mean, they're okay. They're watchable. If they're on TV, I'll watch them, but I've never been a big fan of those. Those two being done in 1987 and 89, I can see what they were trying to do. They're trying to kind of do what the Daniel Craig ones have done. Set it in a more realistic type of a world. Everyone wasn't ready for a realistic Bond in the 1980s after the little bit of the camp with Roger Moore. Now, Roger Moore's movies weren't all camp. You know, I'm not talking like Adam West's 1960s camp with Batman. I'm just saying, you know, had a little fun, wink and nod here and there sometimes. Obviously, Connery was the ultimate Bond. He was also the first. This may surprise some Bond fans, but the George Lazenby Bond movie on Her Majesty's Secret Service, that has wonderful wonderful Rotten Tomato critic ratings, and a lot of people think a really good Bond movie, and it's just not my cup of tea. And it has nothing to do with George Lazenby, has nothing to do with the fact Telly Savalas was the villain in the movie. I think Telly Savalas, you know, was a great actor. There are several movies done in the 1970s and 60s that he's in that I love. Kelly Siros is one, but I've just never been a fan of On Her Majesty's Secret Service. If there's one Bond movie I could say I hate per se, I think that would be the one. Now, that's not to take away from anyone who might actually like that movie. If you do, great. You know, and I rewatched it here probably about a month and a half back. And there's nothing wrong with the movie. It's just that movie has never, as I said, it just, for whatever reason, that movie just never has been one of my favorites. It's probably, if I was to ever rank the Bond movies, which I plan on doing on my website, and probably we'll talk about on my podcast here a little bit moving forward, you know, Majesty's Secret Service, and George Lazenby fans may hate me for it, but I would have to rank that movie as one of the bottom Bond movies, at least for me. I also include, when I talk about Bond, I also include the Sean Connery remake of Thunderball, which he did in 1983, Never Say Never. I know it's a remake, and it's not technically considered part of the Bond franchise, but I enjoy Never Say Never. Is it as good or better than Thunderball? Some would probably argue no, Thunderball's better, and in some ways, they're probably not wrong. But for me, I will actually kind of almost enjoy Never Say Never a little bit more than I actually do Thunderball itself. That's not to say Thunderball's not a good Bond movie. It is. Just for me, I kind of like the way Connery played Bond in that one in Never Say Never. So maybe that's the reason why I like it. And also, it's technically his last. May not be his official last one. That would be Diamonds Are Forever, but I like that movie. Never Say Never. Let's see here. As many of you know, I do have my website, RegieTake.com. I've had that since in 2011. Does it get the best traffic? No, I never have expected it to get a big amount of traffic. Sometimes it does, sometimes it doesn't. I do what I do on RegieTake.com and even here because, as I said earlier, I enjoy movies. I don't necessarily enjoy all movies or all types of genres of movies, but I enjoy movies and TV itself. Jump back here a little bit to Star Trek. Discovered Pluto last year. Never knew it really existed. And then I heard someone at work talk about, oh, you should check out Pluto. And it's like, oh, it's free. Okay. So I downloaded it on my Apple TV and my Roku, checked it out. And of course, they have the Star Trek channel on there. They play all TNG episodes all the time. I am almost addicted to that channel. I mean, it's always constantly on. If there's nothing on, oh, hey, I will just go to Pluto and watch Star Trek. Love Next Generation. I would almost put this for me. Everyone says the original series is maybe the best series. And yeah, I mean, the original series started it all. And without the original series, we wouldn't have the movies. We wouldn't have TNG and all the other Star Trek series that have come since then. TNG for me is Star Trek. I love the cast of Star Trek Next Generation. I also love the cast of the original series, but I enjoy the cast of the original series more for the movies. I'm going to also say there's several episodes of the original series I do enjoy. I love the Tribble episode. There are several episodes. I don't have them, the names of the episodes right off the top of my head, but there are several that I would sit there and refer to a friend and say, hey, you know, if you want to at least get an idea what the original series was, I could probably give them about 10 episodes they could go watch. Say, hey, watch these before you go moving on to movies if someone didn't want to necessarily watch all of the original series. I think I've always liked Spock better in the original series than I have Kirk. Kirk is the main star of the original series and of the original movies, but to me, Shatner can be a little much at times. And Spock was always kind of, not because he was logical or anything, but I always enjoyed something about Spock and Leonard Nimoy and how he played Spock. I've just always enjoyed. I think that's also one of the reasons why I also enjoyed the 2009 Star Trek movie that J.J. Abrams did. J.J. Abrams verse, as some have called it, or the Kelvin timeline movies, can draw a pretty good argument from some people. I actually enjoyed the 2009 Star Trek. I also enjoyed Into Darkness. And I also thought that Star Trek Beyond was probably the best of the three that had been put out. And it sounds like maybe they're going to try a fourth one finally after saying they were going to do a fourth one and saying, nope, the fourth one's not going to happen. Now it seems like it's back on. I'm hoping that we actually get the crew back. I'd love to see more. I think Zachary Quinto has done a wonderful job as Spock. Chris Pine, I think, was starting to get into the role of Kirk and make it his own. So I look forward to seeing that as well. I love comedies. When I say comedies, I mean not necessarily comedies in movies, although there are some comedies I do love in the movies. Television shows. I grew up as a teenager in the 80s, and I love MASH. I remember my parents watching it as a kid. I do remember watching the Goodbye, Farewell, Amen, the series finale. I was in the sixth grade when that aired. And I've got MASH on home media. Grew up on Night Court. Loved Night Court. Always loved that show. I still love that show. Also loved watching Married with Children as I got older. There's just a lot of television shows I watched that I enjoy still. Cheers is one. Seinfeld, of course, in the 90s. You know, I really didn't, speaking of Seinfeld, I never really cared much for Seinfeld. I always thought Seinfeld looked a little, this may sound silly, but I always thought Seinfeld kind of looked a little stupid. So I never really watched it. I didn't start watching it until I started working at my first broadcasting job. And at that time, we were rerunning them in the evenings in syndication. Obviously, the show itself was still on in prime time on NBC. It hadn't finished its run yet originally. But it's because of the watching the syndication of Seinfeld that I started to actually, hey, this show ain't so bad. It's pretty good. I think the eighth and ninth seasons are some of the funniest ones there. Now, I know they were trying to work themselves off and some think those seasons aren't as good as others, but I find a lot of those season 8 and 9 episodes pretty funny. Obviously, there's earlier episodes and earlier seasons that I love as well. Of course, the Soup Nazi episode, one where Kramer, he looks like he's dressed as a pimp. George and I Was in the Pool. I can't think of all the names of the episodes, but if you're a Seinfeld fan, you know what I'm referring to. You know, this is a podcast for me, hopefully, just to talk to you without any guests as I go along. I mean, obviously, I plan on trying to have some guest as I continue. James will not be a co-host on this all the time. His schedule just doesn't always line up with mine, and that's fine. Things happen. Him and a mutual friend of ours, Enrique, those two started The True Believers, and it's actually what got me into wanting to do my own podcast was because of them. And so if it wasn't for them, I wouldn't be doing this. Something I have not touched on when it comes to, obviously, the comic book movies are huge right now and have been for the last 10 years, especially with the Marvel's MCU. Iron Man has been my favorite, at least from the Marvel. My overall favorite comic book character, not necessarily talking movies, but also comics, would be Batman. Now, I never got really too much into a lot of comics, but I did in the 90s, I did get into the Batman comics. I have a decent size amount of Batman comics taking up room in my closet. And the movies, obviously, Tim Burton's 1989 Batman movie is still ranks up there high for me as far as a comic book movie. I love Christopher Nolan's trilogy. He did Batman Begins, The Dark Knight, Dark Knight Rises. Although The Dark Knight Rises is probably the least of my favorite of those three, but it's still good. This podcast may be seeming a little short, but as I said, some of these may run a little shorter, some may run a little longer. I'm going for the 20 to 30 minute time frame right now. Hopefully closer to 20. It may end up coming around the 15 minute mark. I hope that this sheds a little light as to me as a person. I look forward to doing more of these. I'm going to go ahead and put a bow on this particular podcast. As I said, this is kind of episode one of my Inner World podcast. I kind of picked the title for those of you who may be old enough to remember. You used to hear a voice talk over the trailers and sometimes hear Inner World. You know, they don't do that anymore. I kind of chose that as my title of my solo podcast. I kind of felt it applied not only to letting you into my world, but also talking about the world in general as far as movies and television shows. In my mind, it had a double meaning for this podcast. I look forward to bringing you more podcasts and talking with you again. Bear with me on this one as I go forward. Thanks for joining me. You can check out my website, reggietake.com. I'm on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram. Just search Reggie's Take. If you find me on Facebook, give me a follow. Obviously, a like on Twitter. Follow me on Instagram as well. Thanks for joining me. Appreciate you listening, and we'll talk at you next time.